Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of Northern Minnesota, and Votes for Women, Yah! Is a one-woman theatrical presentation and lecture tracing the pivotal contributions of Nordic immigrant suffragists to voting rights in Minnesota, and the experience is created and performed by Jane Peck. She's a choreographer, a historian, a writer, and a professor. She's going to be at the Bemidji Public Library. It's going to happen tomorrow night. She'll be here with her one-woman show, and she's with us right now. Good morning, Jane.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, Michael. Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
How did the idea of these stories of women suffragists, specifically those of Nordic descent, come to you?
Actually, through my family.
Mm.
My great-great-aunt, Anna Fergstedt, was involved with the suffrage movement in the Twin Cities, and my grandmother, who was quite young then, lived out in Madison in western Minnesota, and they went back and forth to help out with the movement. And so I heard some of these through my family, and they were Norwegian.
What kinds of things was she doing? What kinds of stories were you hearing about her?
Well, I heard stories. My mom would tell me stories about how they would go in on the train, of course, that everybody traveled by train, and they would stay in Minneapolis, and they would take the trolley around Minneapolis and St. Paul to demonstrations and lectures, and they would complain about, you know, spending so much in trolley fare every time they went. Those were some of the tales. These Norwegian and Swedish women were very civic-minded, so they got very involved in getting the vote for women. But they also got very involved in civil rights and humanitarian actions and worked towards many different causes as well.
Was there a cost to their action and their vocal protest? I guess I would call it protest. I mean, did things happen to them because they stood out?
I didn't hear any personal stories about that, but I know for some women there definitely were. There is a very famous, famous, hopefully will still become famous woman who was Swedish Minnesotan, Bertha Mueller, and she went on to join a more radical version of the Women's Suffrage Association, and she went to work with Alice Paul in Washington, D.C., and they picketed the White House. They were arrested multiple times. They were finally thrown in jail with no bail, and they began the hunger strike and were force-fed, just like the women in England, in London. And so Bertha Mueller was part of this and came back to Minnesota and told about it, and oddly has been somewhat forgotten, but hopefully no longer.
Right. What are some of the other names that you've sort of unearthed as far as these women go?
Well, you know, probably the grand dame of it all, as the actually 19th Amendment approached, was Clara Euland. Clara was, she was not herself Norwegian, but she was married to a Norwegian lawyer, Andreas Euland, in Minneapolis. And she worked very, very effectively starting about 1900 with the movement. She took over the Minnesota Women's Suffrage Association in 1914, and she saw it through right up to the end. She was the one who planned the huge demonstration down Hennepin Avenue in 1913, which had a giant Scandinavian component dressed in folk costume with flags, and she was very, very effective, and she has a plaque at our state capitol in memory of her. So Clara Euland was a major force Nanny Mattson Yeager was another one who had Nordic background and was very involved. The Scandinavian women actually had formed a whole separate league of for suffrage action. And that was through the wisdom of some of the leaders like Clara Ulund, who decided they needed to really focus on the Scandinavian women because they also approved of temperance. And the whole movement had partnered with the temperance union trying to stop the use of alcohol, which was destroying families and women and children's lives and livelihoods. So the Scandinavian women were viewed as being in sympathy with temperance, and therefore they formed their own, and they made this so it was really aimed at immigrant women, and there was no membership fee. And so thousands of women, you know, joined this and helped push forward the Minnesota approval of the 19th Amendment.
We're talking with Jane Peck, and she's bringing a production called Votes for Women, Yah, to the Bemidji Public Library tomorrow night. You know, these are our ancestors, and they broke ground, and women received rights because of the actions they took. How would they respond today to what's happening with women?
You know, it's hard to know what they would say. I think one thing they would say, which is what was the next step, was that it was very important to institute the Equal Rights Amendment to the Constitution. And that is what many of these women then began to do right after they received the vote. And as we know, that has not yet been passed. So I think they would have been very much behind getting an Equal Rights Amendment passed, which would bolster women's equal pay for equal work in the job market, which we now hear, you know, as a plea. So I know they would be behind that for sure.
You are a dancer, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
How?
And an actress. And, yeah, I'm also a playwright and, you know, a lot of different things.
How are you incorporating dance into this presentation tomorrow night?
Well, we have song and acting and dance. It's a very much of a multimedia, and slides. It's very much of a multimedia production. You know, my take on dance has always been really the importance of viewing it through the historical lens. So I have, for many years, been a dance historian. So I like to put it into history performances. So it will be the dancing of that time period, as well as acting my great-great aunt, portraying her of that period, as well as a song that was used in the rallies, and many stories through the slides. So lots of different art forms included.
Then that presentation starts at 5:30 tomorrow night at the Bemidji Library. Art has, I think, one of the superpowers of art is that it provides a means of educating people and inspiring conversations about history or difficult topics. How have you seen your art, dance, this show, inspiring people?
Well, I've been using this as a means of, you know, the performance as a means of communicating, educating for most of my career. And it just seems to be super effective. People respond, you know, people who may claim they don't like history will say, oh my gosh, you know, what an interesting story. You know, I had no idea. So I do find that this is just the best way to reach out and tell these important stories of our past.
Thank you, and it sounds like it's going to be an exciting performance.
Thank you. I hope to see you there.
Yeah, 5:30 tomorrow night, Bemidji Public Library, Votes for Women. Yeah.
Yeah.